This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris struck a tougher tone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during their meeting on Thursday. Ryan Cheng from Reuters reports.
The first phase of the deal would bring about a full ceasefire, including a withdrawal of the Israeli military from population centers in Gaza. In the second phase, the Israeli military would withdraw from Gaza entirely, and it would lead to a permanent end to the hostilities. It is time for this war to end.
It was part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C. He'd earlier addressed lawmakers in Congress and met with the U.S. president. A ceasefire has been the subject of negotiations for months. U.S. officials believe the parties are closer than ever before to a deal for a six-week ceasefire in exchange for Hamas releasing some hostages.
Ryan Cheng from Reuters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu worked to mend ties with Donald Trump on Friday and offered measured optimism about progress toward a ceasefire deal for Gaza. Former President Trump, the Republican nominee to retake the White House, welcomed Netanyahu to his Florida estate for their first face-to-face meeting in nearly 4 years.
We've had a good relationship. I was very good to Israel, better than any president's ever been.
Paris has kicked off its first Summer Olympics in a century. Widespread travel disruptions triggered by what French officials said were coordinated arson attacks on high-speed rail lines and rains in Paris had dampened the mood ahead of the ceremony's start on Friday evening. But as global audiences tuned in, the show's spectacular launch immediately lifted spirits. There were fireworks of French, blue, white, and red, and Celine Dion's Olympic performance marks her first two for her return to performing after years. She was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome in late 2022, causing her to postpone a tour. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website.